From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, April 14th. Coming up, a new initiative aims to bring more people of color to farmers markets, which have largely been predominantly white spaces. We'll learn more from Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. School fees can be an issue for some students experiencing homelessness in Illinois. State lawmakers recently approved a measure waiving those fees, and it's waiting for the governor's signature. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Right now, fee waivers are only given to students who qualify for the federal free meal program. This measure would add students experiencing homelessness in both public and charter schools. Naya Kelly is the policy director with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless, and she says this was a recurring issue for parents they've talked to.
Fees each year for a student can, based on the school, can be upwards to, I think the average across the state is about $350. And if you have two or three children, that could be a rent payment.
The measure would also cover extracurricular fees and fines for damaged or lost property, like textbooks. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Another proposal headed to the governor's desk would allow Illinoisans 18 and older to get credentialed for a school paraprofessional job. The current minimum age is 19. State Senator Christina Passione-Zayas sponsored the measure. She says lowering the threshold age would remove a delay in getting would-be education workers into schools.
You have to meet the other requirements, which is a requisite number of college credits, and then you have to pass a paraprofessional assessment. But this was just really meant to allow some streamlining of that.
She also hopes the change would bring more bilingual workers into schools to support young English language learners. Paraprofessionals are teacher aides who help with instruction in the classroom. 18-year-old paraprofessionals would only be allowed to work in pre-kindergarten through 8th grade until they turn 19. Tenured and non-tenured faculty at Northern Illinois University picketed yesterday to protest the university's refusal to bargain with them. Peter Medlin has more.
Both NIU union chapters filed unfair labor practice charges against the university. Carrie Ferris is a sociology professor and president of the tenured chapter of the faculty union. She says she was surprised and confused that university representatives walked out of their first session without bargaining.
We're ready to negotiate, and we are just waiting for them to return to the table. They're obligated to do so by law, so we truly do not understand their refusal.
Ferris says their team has been working on proposals for at least 4 months. They have another session scheduled for tomorrow and hope the university administration shows up. Until then, she says it's hard to negotiate what's fair for faculty and students if there's no one there to bargain. In a statement, NIU's administration says the unions invited faculty who were not part of the bargaining committee to the meeting, which, quote, posed a conflict. I'm Peter Medlin.
As the Illinois legislative session ended last week, senators from both sides of the aisle passed a bill to increase black farm ownership in Illinois. The bill, sponsored by State Senator Mike Simmons of Chicago, establishes the Agriculture Equity Commission, a group of stakeholders focused on bringing more equity to one of the state's largest industries. Simmons says minority groups have largely been shut out of the ag industry in Illinois, and this bill is the first step to reversing that trend.
The agricultural sector is Illinois' top job-producing industry. And so if we're talking about, you know, economic development opportunities for everybody, but especially folks that have been excluded in the past, right, ensuring equity in this sector is really important.
Simmons says he does not want to set the commission's agenda, but hopes they address black farmland ownership and pay equity issues. He says he expects Governor Pritzker to sign the bill into law. Still to come, we'll learn about a new initiative that aims to welcome more people of color into farmers markets across the Midwest. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin is next on 217 Today.
In the German mystery series Luna and Sophie, best friends Luna Kunath and Sophie Pullman are crime-solving partners and polar opposites. Luna is strong-willed, but her naivete gets her in trouble. Sophie's desire for harmony causes ripples in their partnership. But they find a way to work together as part of an investigative unit in Potsdam, Germany. Learn how you can stream the first two seasons of the series as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Farmers markets across the Midwest are summer havens, a welcoming community gathering space rich with healthy fruits, vegetables, and local goods. But people of color, both vendors and shoppers alike, have been systematically excluded from these spaces. A new initiative is trying to change that. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin spoke with Midwest-based Julia Lynn Walker, who helped the Farmers Market Coalition develop an anti-racist farmers market toolkit.
So before we talk about the toolkit itself, I'd like to hear your perspective on racism at farmers markets. You know, I'll be totally honest, when I think of farmers markets, I think of them as predominantly white spaces. Why is that?
Exactly. And I think that it's a reflection of our society overall. And it's a reflection of beliefs that we hold that certain institutions are for certain people. And so, and when people put into positions of power, however limited those positions may be, they make decisions that are consistent with their environment, decisions consistent with, you know, what they see around them. And so if you consistently visit farmers markets that are all white, you don't think about what do I need to do to make sure that all people in the community are represented, whether it is the information you immediately disseminate or whether it's how you structure your market or in the even in terms of the items that you have. There's a couple of times I would walk in and say, oh, which vendor has okra? And they would just look at me, or, well, which vendor has collard greens? Well, none of our vendors. Well, then those are the, I don't want kale. You know, I want, so you have, if you really want to attract a particular market, then it's important to have the foods that that market wants. Otherwise, we won't come.
So tell me about the toolkit. What is the overall goal?
I would say to get people thinking and then to get them to act based on new thoughts that come up. So it's to think, it's to help you think through, as I said before, like in terms of messaging, you know, really, how do you step back and look at the kinds of material you're using, look at your market, you know, look at the vendors, and at each level of the process, ask yourself, what is the message being sent if I were to look at this from a different perspective? So whether you are a for-profit, a nonprofit, or a municipal agency, within each level, you have to talk about, you know, decision-making. Who's at the table to make the decision? Whose voice is weighted? Whose voice is listened to? And then once the decisions are made, how are those decisions implemented? And finally, is there a process by which we evaluate what happened and then reassess at some future point?
What is your hope for the future? What do you hope a farmer's market, a typical farmer's market, might look like down the road?
Well, I would hope that it really is reflective of the community and that we have all kinds of people involved and there are all kinds of representation is not just in terms of the food, but it's in terms of the activities, the music, a lot of, you know, it is, and we really make it holistic. And I know that that's only possible when everybody is seated at the table. So I hope that at a minimum, that people who pick up the anti-racism toolkit, at the very least, will begin to work on how do I make sure that everybody is at the table. And once they're at the table, listen to them.
That's Julia Lynn Walker, a market manager based in the Midwest, who helped develop the new anti-racist farmers market toolkit. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 57 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Caroline Kobzanski, Peter Medlin, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.